Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. One plant that continues to hold my interest from season to season is the native Virginia willow. As gardeners have become more environmentally conscious over the last few decades, they are employing more environmentally sound principles into the landscape, such as using less pesticides and alternative pest control options, composting more, and even installing rain barrels and rain gardens into the landscape. The plant palette used by today's gardeners have also changed slightly by incorporating more pollinator-friendly plants as well as native species into the landscape. Virginia willow, also called Virginia sweet spires, and known botanically as Itea virginica, is one of our more popular native shrubs right here in Louisiana. Interest in this shrub has increased in the past 10 to 20 years with the use of a variety called Henry's Garnet. Henry's Garnet Virginia willow is one of the newest additions to the LSU Ag Center's superplant collection. The Louisiana Superplant Program is an educational and marketing campaign for the LSU Ag Center that highlights tough and beautiful plants that perform well in Louisiana landscapes. Louisiana Superplants have a proven track record. They are university-tested and industry-approved. Homeowners and horticultural professionals alike can benefit greatly from using Louisiana Superplants to ensure a successful landscape. The intoxicating smell of Henry Garnet's Virginia willow flower is a major feature of this native shrub. These white flowers are borne on 4 to 5 inch clusters. This shrub will bloom for a 4 to 6 week period in the springtime, starting roughly at the same time azaleas finish up. The flowers stand out remarkably next to the lush, dark green foliage of this shrub. Henry's Garnet Virginia willow is a lower growing shrub, topping out at about 5 feet tall while having an equal spread. Sometimes the plant can be slightly wider than it is tall due to its clumping form. Prune any undesirable growth in late spring after flowering has completed. Avoid pruning in winter or early spring as this will inhibit the flower production for this spring. Foliage of Henry's Garnet Virginia willow is especially handsome in fall. The leaves turn a brilliant deep reddish purple and persist late into the fall. Plants are deciduous in some areas, but actually are semi-evergreen right here in the Baton Rouge area, retaining some of its foliage all year long. This plant tolerates Louisiana's wet and heavy soils, but also performs well in drier sites. It is frequently found in the wild in locations that have a moist, not-so-well-drained soil. Henry's Garnet is now being used in rain gardens and commercial landscapes throughout the state. Virginia willow is also adapted to a wide range of soil pHs and can adapt to almost any soil type or drainage situation that's thrown at it. Even though they prefer a slightly moist soil, they are very drought tolerant if this so happens to be your case. Morning sun with afternoon shade is a nice planting location for this shrub. Fertilize once annually with a 3 to 4 month slow-release fertilizer. It is best to apply fertilizer in late winter just prior to growth or in mid to late spring after the flowering has occurred. Henry's Garnet Virginia willow would look great paired with any of our other Louisiana superplants, such as evergreen Sweet Bay Magnolia, Conversation Piece Azalea, and Miss Schiller's Delight Viburnum. Nice flowers, nice foliage, native, site adaptability are all qualities that make Henry's Garnet Virginia willow a perfect addition to your landscape. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.